In this problem, we have a state in oxygen 16. It's going to be an excited state at an energy of 9.63 MeV. And at this point, this state has a broad width. The width is about 510 kilovolts. If you look at figure 13.7, at least in the second edition, I think it's 13.7, that state was indicated by the hash marks. Let me just show you what figure I'm talking about. It may be a different figure version you have. It's excited state about right here. It's indicated by 9.63 MeV, and you can see the hash marks there. So you can see this state when you do excitation functions of carbon 12 alpha alpha. So you scatter an alpha particle on carbon 12 and look at the outgoing alpha particle, you see this excited state. And when you also look at the outgoing gamma ray, you see it. So the broad peaks you see when you do those scatter and reflect that state. What we want to do is to find out at what laboratory bombarding energy, K alpha, will you actually see this resonance indicating the excited state. The actual peak may be shifted slightly due to interference effects, but it's fairly broad, 510 kilovolts. Then we want to find out what's the approximate lifetime of this excited state. So this would be a good problem for us to look into basically the energy conversions in these kinds of problems. So what we have is an excited state at 9.63 MeV with a width of 510 kilovolts in O16, and we put the asterisk there to indicate that it's an excited state. And you excite this state when you do these reactions, carbon 12 alpha alpha carbon 12 and carbon 12 alpha gamma O16. You excite that. So what we want to find out first of all is what energy K alpha, and this is going to be in the lab, excites this resonance. Okay, well this is going to be, first of all, remember the energies when you're talking about exciting these kinds of resonances, you have to do that in the center mass system. But natural fact, when you do the experiments here in their lab system, so we're going to be having to go back and forth between the lab system and the center mass system. Let's find out, first of all, what the mass energy of the resonance is. Well, we know that it's an excitation energy of 9.63 MeV in O16, but now we need to add that to the energy of O16, and so let's add the mass of O16 times C squared, and that will give it to us. So let's first of all find out what energy this is. Well, if you look up in the appendix, the mass of O16 in atomic mass units is 15.99415. So I guess we multiply here by C squared to keep this in energy. So this is atomic mass units U, but now we want to multiply by the C squared. Now we want to convert this to MeV. So if you look up in the front of the book, the conversion is 931.494. I think I looked that up to another couple of places to make sure that I had this right, and this is MeV per C squared, and this is equal then to 1 atomic mass units. So if I go times 1 over U, then this over this is equal to 1, and I think everything is going to cancel out. The mu C squared is going to cancel the mu C squared there. So now this number is going to be in MeV, and it's 14899.17 MeV. So the energy in O16, the excited state, is the 9.63 MeV plus the mass of O16, 14899.17 MeV, and that is equal to 14908.80 MeV. So I had to get this out to several significant figures, and that's why I actually looked up. So I have this to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So So I wanted this to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I think the book only gave it to 6. And so then I would have been off up here. So this is the energy in the center mass system. And what we want to do is to know what energy then we have to add to the alpha plus carbon 12. So now we need to find out what alpha plus carbon 12 is. If you add alpha plus carbon 12, you're going to get the mass of helium, C squared, plus the mass of carbon 12, C squared. Okay, so let's work this out. Well, the mass of carbon 12 is, mass of helium 4. Now, we want to do this, remember, we want the atomic masses. You don't want to look up the mass of an alpha particle here. You actually do want to look up the mass of the helium 4. We do all the masses in atomic mass units, and the electron masses will cancel out. So this will be 4.002603 U plus the mass of carbon 12, which is exactly 12.0 U, times C squared. Now it's going to be times the same factor we had up here, times 931.494013 over times, well, the units of MeV UC squared. So again, the U times the C squared is going to cancel out. So when I multiply this out, I get 14906.33 MeV. So what we have in the alpha plus carbon 12 is 14906.33 MeV. What we need to get to in the O16 is 14908.80. So it's the kinetic energy that has to make up that difference. So in the center of mass, then, we have the energy of the alpha particle. And let me put a prime on here so we know that this is in the center mass system. So it's the energy of this plus the energy of the alpha plus carbon 12 system. Let's see, plus 14906.33 MeV has to get us up to the energy, the excitation energy of O16. You can hardly see the 6 there, is 14908. So this is 14908.80 MeV. So now we can subtract this from this, and we get the energy of the alpha particle in the center of mass. And when I did that subtraction, I got 2.47 MeV. And I want to make sure now that we understand this is in the center of mass system. So now how do we find out what the energy in the lab system is? Well, there's a very easy conversion there. K alpha in the lab system is simply equal to the mass of the alpha plus the mass of the carbon 12 over the mass of the carbon 12 times the energy in the center of mass system. So let's just do this approximately. This is 4 plus 12. 16 over 12 times 2.47 MeV, and so the result is 3.29 MeV is the answer that we want. 3.29 MeV for the lab energy of the alpha particle, and that's what the question asked for. Then in the second part, it wanted to know what the lifetime is. Well, we basically use the Heisenberg uncertainty principle for that. So I'm going to need another piece of paper to finish this. So in the B part, we want to know the lifetime. And remember, approximately it's the width gamma of the energy. Well, it's basically what we're doing is delta E, delta T is approximately h bar over 2. So the width in this case is gamma. The delta T is going to be the lifetime. And so let's say this is approximately h bar over 2. So the lifetime in this case is going to be approximately equal to h bar over 2 times gamma. So let's get all this in the right units. If we look up h bar in electron volts, it's 6.582 times 10 to the minus 16 electron volt seconds, divided by 2 times gamma, which was 510 kilovolts, but let's write that in electron volts, 510 times 10 to the 3 electron volts. If you have H bar in joules, then you'll just have to go ahead and put in the conversion of 1.6 times 10 to minus 19 joules per electron volts. I think we have H bar in the front of the book in terms of electron volts. Now the electron volts cancel out, and when we divide these numbers, I get 6.5 times 10 to minus 22 seconds. So you see the lifetime of this resonance is very, very short. 10 to minus 22 seconds is probably even faster than the time it takes the alpha particle to go across. Well, it's on the same order of magnitude as the time it takes the alpha particle to go across the carbon-12 nucleus to have the interaction.